on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
This week, October 4th through 10th, is National Fire Prevention Week. This year's theme is Hear the Beep When You Sleep. The Laguna Beach Fire Department is using the month of October to ensure that all residents in Laguna Beach have smoke alarms that not only function properly, but are installed in correct locations. Half of home fire deaths result from fires reported between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. when most people are in bed. The Laguna Beach Fire Department offers free batteries, installation, and smoke alarms for homeowners, residents of Laguna Beach. To participate in the project or to find more info, visit the city's website, lagunabeachcity.net. Also, there are several open houses next Saturday, October 10th. All the fire stations in town will be open from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can come meet your local firefighters, tour the fire engines, and ask questions on what you can do to keep yourself and your family safe this year. Fire Station 1, 501 Forest Avenue, 2, 285 Agate Street, 3, 2900 Alta Laguna Boulevard, and 4, 31646 2nd Avenue in South Laguna. Stay tuned to KX93.5 in the coming weeks for a series of 10-second safety tips from local firefighters. Great.
Yeah, that's cool. Want to be careful with the old fires. Of course, on a day like today, when it's wet through,
it's hard to talk about fire prevention.
Yeah, furthest thing from people's minds, but still, very important. It's still so dry out there.
And side note, speaking of wetness, we will see probably a little more rain today, so everyone prepare for California rain drivers. Let's look outside of the Laguna bubble now, all the way to the French Riviera. Violent storms and flooding have hit southeastern France, killing at least 17 people, with four more missing, officials say. Three elderly people drowned when their retirement home near the city of Antibes was flooded. Others died trapped in their cars in tunnels and underground car parks as the waters rose. The city of Nice is estimated to have received 10% of its average yearly rainfall in 2 days alone. The River Brag burst its banks, sending water coursing into nearby towns and cities. Social media pictures showed water gushing down the streets of Cannes. French President François Hollande announced a state of natural disaster in the affected region. He thanked rescuers and expressed the solidarity of the nations. Mr. Hollande offered condolences as he visited the retirement home in the town of Biot and urged residents in the region to remain cautious, saying it's not over.
How tempting was it to do a French accent there for you? Very tempting for me.
I did on Biot.
Where?
Biot.
What does that mean?
It's a town.
Biot. That doesn't sound like a town.
Yeah, I don't really know how to say the president's name. François Hollande.
Hollande.
Yeah, you're right.
François Hollande. He thanked rescuers and expressed the solidarity of the nation. And then he said, it's not over. He said like that.
Hey, 17 people died.
I know. That's not funny. Should we move on?
Sure. Also, despite dozens of people having been killed in bombings across the capital in recent months, Iraq has declared Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone open to the public for the first time in 12 years. The Green Zone, which lies on the west bank of the Tigris River, was declared a no-go area for the public over 12 years ago. The 4 square miles area, home to the government buildings and foreign embassies, was closed after the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. The opening of the Green Zone is one of the measures we promised the people, a statement from Prime Minister Abadi's office said on Sunday. It is the latest in a series of steps by Abadi to ease sectarian tensions and crack down on corruption. The complex is protected by high concrete walls with barbed wire and a number of checkpoints. Despite this, it has been targeted a number of times by militant groups. The opening comes a day after at least 18 people were killed in 2 car bomb attacks in Baghdad. Many Iraqis have long complained that the Green Zone has become a symbol of disconnect between the country's top officials and ordinary citizens.
When they say they've opened the Green Zone, do they mean that people can go move back in there, or are they just opening it like a... Are they charging to get in?
Right.
Sounds like it's like a museum piece.
Are there new shops opening there?
Just go in there and pillage.
I don't understand.
Get American stuff. Find like peanut butter and stuff.
I bet you can just like drive through it.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. I don't think it's much more. Colombian news this morning. One of Colombia's most wanted drug lords has been killed in government airstrikes. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos said Victor Navarro, also known as Megateo, died in bombing attacks on the mountain jungle region of Catatumbo. The U.S. has offered a $5 million reward for his capture. Navarro was also the leader of a remnant faction of the leftist guerrilla group, the EPL. The EPL disbanded 16 years ago. And I know a lot about this now, thanks to the show Narcos. But Navarro is believed to have pushed the band into cocaine trafficking so that they could procure weapons. In a magazine interview more than a year ago, he denied he was a drug trafficker, but he admitted he had collected, quote, a tax on cocaine so as to finance the war. Navarro was known for his fondness for his garish weapons-themed jewelry and the branding of underage young lovers with a tattoo on his face.
My God.
His brash behavior has drawn comparisons to an earlier generation of drug traffickers in Colombia, such as Pablo Escobar, who has kept a zoo of wild animals, including lions and hippos, in his rural estate.
Oh, my God. They're just caricatures, aren't they, these people? It'd be funny if these people weren't such murderers. Anyway, it's good. You don't hear stories like that very often, that these South American countries are actually chasing.
Right.
They're actually after these guys.
You really got to watch that show.
Which one?
Narcos.
Narcos.
It's about a white guy from Miami, a cop, who moves to Colombia to fight Pablo Escobar and drugs.
It's drama, right? It's not.
No, it's real. It's based on a true story. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really cool. A
friend of mine went to see Sergio. What's it called, that movie? New movie.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
New movie with that other guy. Oh, never mind. We'll talk about it later.